Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hello, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about what we can expect this month. And can you believe it's already June? It is so hard to believe how fast time is going by. So we're going to be talking about what's going on in June, and then I'm going to give you your monthly forecast for each of the signs. And there is a lot to say, although not as much as May, I have to say. You know, following a very heavy going May, and that meant Uranus, planet of the unexpected, moved into Taurus on May 15th, where it will be for the next 7 years, and it immediately formed a challenging square to Warrior Mars. And so this battle is going to be going on throughout the Northern Hemisphere's summer. So we've got Mars forming this very challenging square to Uranus. So things will be coming unexpectedly. People's reactions might be surprising. So that's just one thing with May. And it was a very memorable month, just with those two planetary energies going on, battling it out. And then, of course, Mercury was in Taurus, a sign it doesn't like to be in. So when we turned the calendar, things changed pretty much straight away. Mercury at the end of May had moved into Gemini. So Mercury is planet of communication. It's how we think. It's how we speak. And it's in a compatible sign of Gemini. So Mercury rules Gemini. It also rules Virgo. So there's a lot of light, and we can get through light banter, getting through like large amounts of information quite easily and effortlessly. We also started off the month of June with a really amazing grand water trine. So what that means is that three or more planets form a triangle in the sky from our point of view here on Earth. So this grand trine, meaning that if there's a triangle, so a planet at each point of the triangle, and it involved love planet Venus, which is currently in Cancer, lucky Jupiter in Scorpio, and nebulous Neptune or dreamy Neptune in Pisces. So June kicked off with this amazing grand water trine. And if you are a water sign, and that's Cancer, Scorpio or Pisces, this is great news for you. It's a really nice time for romance and expanding your feelings, creativity. It's sort of getting to the truth of something, but in a really positive way. Sharing your feelings with others, And this is not just for the water signs. This is for anybody that has planets in water signs. And if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, theastrologer.com, and get a free chart wheel, and that will tell you where your planets, where the planets were at the time you were born. And then each week you can follow along on the show, because I talk about where the planets are every week or at the beginning of the month every month. And you can see how the planets are affecting you and plan accordingly, because what we want to do is, you know, do things at auspicious times. And that's what astrology is so good at doing for people, is picking and picking good times and utilizing the planetary energies according to our own natal charts. So back to June, it's definitely a lot more lighter. The planetary energy this month is for sure a lot lighter, a lot more creative and fun. You know, we're in the month of Gemini. Of course, later in the month, the sun will move into Cancer. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But it's a very light-hearted energy. It's good for socializing, having fun, connecting with other people, with the sun and Mercury in Gemini, of course. Mercury will be moving into Cancer on, on June 12th. But really, the first half of June is really nice, very creative, very spiritual. Listening to our intuition with this grand water trine that started the month off. So Venus was forming, you know, two really nice trines to Jupiter and then Neptune. It's a very spiritual type of energy. Anytime that Jupiter and Neptune come together, it's very much about being able to look at the bigger picture. So it's like, and particularly around relationships, because of the involvement of love planet Venus in this grand water trine. So what that means is that within relationships, you know, this little, you know, normal type of relationship, there's going to be niggles here and there. Nothing's perfect. And sorry to tell you that, all you Virgos out there, but nothing really is perfect. And it's like we can take a step back at this time and look at our relationship from a bigger point of view, a higher point of view, and not just in the mundane day-to-day, you know, things in our face on the mundane daily level, taking care of responsibilities. But this grand water trine is more about taking a step back, looking at a situation from a broader or higher point of view, and really, it's not looking at something with rose-colored glasses, but really looking at a situation where the glass is half full rather than half empty, and applying that to any issues that you're having in your relationship. It could be also tuning in on a higher spiritual level, asking for guidance, receiving insight, and really trying to set up some sort of spiritual practice, which I always encourage everybody. Every time I do a reading, I'm always encouraging people to have a daily spiritual practice and ask for help and guidance and, of course, protection. So with this grand water trine that kicked off the month of June, the energy will allow our imaginations to flow freely. And of course, as I said, it'll bring a spiritual edge. So if even in the working environment, when really this grand water trine involving Jupiter, Neptune and Venus, it's not really a career or motivational, aspirational. It's aspirational, but it's not really ambitious. So the way to apply this energy to your career is if you're involved in any sort of brainstorming or creative processes, this is a great use of this energy. But the thing is, it's like Venus, it's all caught up, it's all lovey-dovey with Jupiter and Pisces. And then on the 5th, it moves away from the grand water trine with Jupiter and Neptune, and it moves into an opposition with Pluto. So this is actually happening tomorrow, Tuesday the 5th. And so what that tells me is, you know, Venus, love planet Venus is in Cancer, and Pluto is a planet of change and transformation. Not change that we willingly do, but more like change that we're forced into. It's in Capricorn. So you've got Venus in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn. So be very careful when it comes to love and money. It's anytime I see this aspect opposition, it's definitely about manipulation, things that are going on behind the scenes, especially like illicit love affairs, as I said, unhealthy obsessions, dangerous liaisons. It's like manipulation and control. So it's like we've just come from this amazing grand water trine with Venus, and now we're moving into the opposition to Pluto. So be careful that there's somebody that's not pulling the strings or manipulating from behind the curtain type of thing. Be careful with making investments and any sort of like large purchase or large long-term investment. Be careful with any sort of love or money with this week because of this opposition. So then I'm moving on to mid-June, and communication planet Mercury arrives in Cancer on the 12th. And so this is about speaking from the heart, because the past few weeks, you know, Mercury, as I said, was in Gemini. It's all about the intellect. But when Mercury arrives in Cancer mid-month, it's all about engaging those around us with sincerity and honesty, speaking from the heart. Again, really great news for the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. And then on June 13th, we have a Gemini new moon. So we're still in the season of Gemini, so it's a great time for new moons are all about new beginnings. And when there's a new moon in Gemini, it's very flirtatious. It's great for meeting new people, going on first dates or second or third dates, and attending any sort of special social event. So this will be really good for a new moon in Gemini. And Gemini is a very intellectual sign. It's an air sign. So it's very much about connecting with others on an intellectual level. So, and on that same day as the Gemini new moon, we've got love planet Venus moving into Leo. So Venus is currently in Cancer, and it will be moving into Leo. So this is all about, it's all about showbiz and glamour and affairs of the heart and being creative and generous and larger than life and celebrating our relationships and being very dramatic, but in a sort of positive way, if that's possible. But it's sort of like Venus in Leo. So you've got Venus, the planet of love, that moves into Leo, the royal sign. Leo likes to take center stage. So when you put those two energies together, it's very much about having fun. So that continues the theme, the Gemini theme. So I'm looking at the calendar, the 14th probably through the 20th that week is a great time to really get out there and have some fun with all that Gemini energy, and then you've got the Leo, Venus in Leo energy. And then I'm looking at the calendar here, and it's reminding me, though, that with Venus in Leo, there's going to be an opposition to Mars in Aquarius. When is that happening? Oh, geez. I thought that was going to escape my attention, but it has not, because it's definitely something to pay attention to. Oh, here we go. It's on the 21st of June. We've got love planet Venus opposing passion planet Mars in Aquarius. You know, both in fixed signs, so there could be some headbutting at that time. Everything started off, like the month started off with this Venus in this amazing grand water trine. Yes, the opposition to Pluto, but then on the 21st, there could be some tense moments within our relationships, people being stubborn because it's in fixed signs. So that's Venus, but then just looking back in the calendar here, I'm seeing that Neptune turns retrograde on June 18th. Now, Neptune is the planet of dreams, imagination, creativity, spirituality, music. So it's anything that's intangible. So Neptune stays in one sign for about 14 years. It's currently right in the middle of Pisces. And so Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, so there's a lot of strength again for the water signs. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, where, you know, those signs are very, they're very creative, very even psychic, and can tune into life at a higher or different level. So when Neptune will be turning retrograde on June 18th, be very careful, because on the flip side, you know, retrograde means that the energy really takes on that shadow effect of the planet and of the sign. So Neptune turning retrograde, be very careful about scams or boundaries. Be very careful with boundaries, things that are fake or not true, lies and deception. And of course, that's because it's an outer planet. The outer planet, it'll only take effect if it's right on one of your own natal planets, especially an inner planet. And again, if you don't know where your planets are at the time you were born, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com, and then chart wheel. And so what you will find there is that Neptune will be turning retrograde, so its energies move backwards, and that's at 16 degrees Pisces. So if there's anything, if you have any planets in the middle of any mutable signs, this will be affecting you. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So Neptune retrograde may be affecting you or any one of your planets there. And then, of course, we've got on June 21st, it's the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, and that coincides with the sun moving into Cancer. So it's a really nice time of year. And, of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the winter solstice. But the solstice, the summer solstice, and then the winter solstice 6 months later, and then you've got the equinox, which is the midpoint between the two solstices, or solstice-i. On that note, I think it is time to take a break on that note. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Androsic of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets in June and what we can all expect this month. So I was just talking before the break about what is going on, and in just a moment I'm going to go through each of the 12 signs and let you know what you can expect this month according to your sign. But the big news of June is Mars, warrior planet Mars, turning retrograde, and that's on June 26th. So usually it's like when Mars is moving direct, it's all about being assertive, sometimes aggressive, and really going after what we want. But when it turns retrograde, it's very much about implosion, impatience, and energy being, you know, passive aggressive. Mars is currently in Aquarius. But the news is, it's like Mars will turn retrograde every couple of years. But the big news around this is that Mars is forming a challenging square to Uranus, unpredictable Uranus. And so what that means is all throughout the Northern Hemisphere summer, there's a lot of volatile energy. So both planets change sign May 15th, and they're going to continue to battle up in the heavens throughout the summer. And it doesn't help Mars being retrograde. It can be quite explosive. And then, of course, in July and August, we have some intense eclipses. And at the end of July, July 27th, there's a lunar eclipse tangled up with Mars, just adding more fuel to the fire. And then to close off June, there is a full moon on the 27th, and it is in Capricorn. And I'm just saying, oh no, is that tangled up with Pluto? No, it isn't. So that's good. So the full moon will end the month, June 27th. And of course, if you've been listening and following along with each show, you'll know full moons are like a big mirror up in the sky projecting back at us. Now, for your horoscope for the month, I'm going to go through each of the 12 signs. There is a lot to say for each of the signs, and I'm going to start with Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And so, Aries, for you, June is a time to fix your work-life balance. So it would be really helpful to, with the energy of the grand water trine, to look to creative ways of being able to spend less time working and more time with your loved ones. Now, this difficult Venus-Pluto opposition this week suggests that you may be becoming maybe obsessed with success at the cost of your family, because this Venus-Pluto opposition is triggering your home and career zones. So it might be good to make a resolution to put work second for the next few weeks, or at least the next week. And if possible, if you could delegate some of your work to a colleague and explain why that your family needs you at this time. You could leave out the bit about because Venus is opposing Pluto in your home career zone or not. I will leave that part up to you. And then continuing the month, Mercury will be moving into your family zone on June 12th. So there's a lot of family activity this month. You know, it started off well with Venus triggering the family zone, but then that opposition with Pluto creating some problems, perhaps, with work and career. And then Mercury moving into your family zone to join, well, actually not to join Venus, because then Venus moves into another sign. But on June 12th, Mercury will be moving into your family zone. So this is a good time to, you know, get things out into the open with any family member. Well, Mercury is in your family zone. So then we've got the new moon on the 13th, which will be highlighting your communication skills. So that's good. So it's time for new beginnings when it comes to getting your message across. And it might be that you can talk your way into some extra time off to spend with your family. And then, of course, with love planet Venus moving into the most creative and fun-loving zone of your chart, also the same day as the new moon, and that's June 13th, It's a good time to kick back the second half of June and really have some fun. Indulge your inner child. If you have children, spend time with them. Enjoy, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, enjoy the sunny weather. It's a very passionate and flirtatious energy, Venus going through your romance zone. So be sure to, and if you're single, be sure to get out there and mingle. And so by the time June ends, it's time to focus on work once more. There's the full moon, which is happening on the 27th or 28th, depending on where you are in the world. And the full moon will be triggering your career zone. So work will be beckoning, and it's like you sort of have to dive straight in if you've taken some time off and really think about long-term solutions rather than just quick fixes when it comes to work. So moving right along, if you are Taurus the Bull, well, the first few days of June, and we're still in them at this time, are very special for you, Taurus, and that's because of the grand water trine involving your ruling planet Venus. And so put the emphasis here on shared communication, shared dreams, and even shared karmic past as well. So that's what the Grand Water Trine is doing for your sign. And if you're single, if you're a single bull, don't be surprised if you meet someone at this time due to this Grand Water Trine, which I talked a lot about at the beginning of the show. Meeting someone new might immediately feel like meeting a long-lost friend. And if you're not single, just be careful. You know, an old flame might come back into your life this week, you know, with that Venus-Pluto opposition. This is not necessarily a good thing because, you know, an old flame, the reappearance could open old wounds for both of you and your current partner. So just be aware of that and steer well clear is my best advice. June 13th, we have a new moon, and so for you, Taurus, this will bring good news about money and new beginnings around money. So this is probably music to your ears. Taurus is one of the signs of money. It's also a good time with a new moon on the 13th for a new business or side venture of some kind, maybe new investments, and something that could even be in the tech space because, you know, Gemini, it's very intellectual. And then on that same day, on June 13th, your Venus, your ruling planet, moves into your family zone. So it really is a wonderful time for, you know, making your home really beautiful, clearing out the clutter, even getting back in touch with long-lost relatives. And then career matters could take a hit around the solstice, June 21st. And you might find that your work-life balance gets a little bit out of kilter, but it's nothing you can't fix. And be careful about that Venus-Mars opposition that I mentioned on the 21st, because it could suggest competition and rivalry, not even with a colleague, maybe also with your partner. And then, of course, Mars turning retrograde in your career zone on June 26th. It might be that you have to redo something before you can move ahead in your career. But just remember that Mars is squaring off with Uranus, so there could be some unexpected things coming your way throughout the summer when it comes to your career. And, of course, Uranus, Mars and Uranus squaring off, Uranus is in your sign. So just realise that, you know, you're a very patient sign and tap into that reputation you have being very patient and persevere. Gemini. So for you, for June, don't be afraid to do things differently throughout this month and especially at work. And that grand water trine that I keep harping on about, because it's just such an amazing energy that's still in effect, it really indicates that imagination and the creativity bring solutions around your career. And you know, any sort of career opportunities are yours for the taking. So it's like, just because things have been done in a certain way around your career, it doesn't mean that they can't change. Be careful with this Venus-Pluto opposition this week. For you, it could bring out jealousy, even obsession. It's definitely better to try and work on solutions. And be careful if you, if this is around any sort of finance or insurance related type of areas, you know, at home or for work, try and work with people and get things worked out and don't dig your heels in. Your sign is the mutable sign, so it's not really known for being stubborn, but who knows, sometimes. And then you've got Mercury, your ruling planet, moving into your money zone on June 12th. And so this would be a time for you, Gemini, to consider earning some extra money through your own endeavours or talents. Freelance writing, really, Geminis are very good writers typically. Maybe even some voiceover work, anything that's about communication is really good for you, Gemini. Even if you have an interest in research, you might be able to delve into these types of areas as a gig on the side. And then also, June 13th, love planet Venus arrives in your communication zone at the same time that there's a new moon in your sign. So there's lots going on for you mid-month. This would be an ideal time to launch a new endeavor, a new business, a new project, because people are really paying attention. It's like you've got everybody listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth, more so than usual, if you can believe that. You know, your sign can be very fun and flirty, and it's sort of like that's going to be turbocharged this month for you, starting mid-month. And then Mars turning retrograde, that's going to be in your philosophy zone, and that's on June 26th. And so it's like the world suddenly becomes a lot smaller, and it's like you can reach out to others in faraway places. And it'll be a time to pay less attention to the bigger picture and instead focus on the detail, which Gemini is very good at doing when you can focus. And then finally, the full moon on June 27th, 28th, it's all about paying off your debts. And it's not just financial debts. It could be emotional, karmic, any sort of debt or anything that you owe somebody. It's important that you sort of wrap things up at the end of the month, especially with, you know, Mars turning retrograde on the 26th and then the full moon, you know, 27th to 28th, it's important to really end things. Don't leave things hanging, you know, complete or wrap things up that may be outstanding. Cancer the Crab. Well, this is good news for you because the amazing Grand Water Trine with love planet Venus in your sign, it's like, you've really had some a great way to start the month with some really very special creativity, tuning into your own psychic abilities. So spiritually, you're set to grow by leaps and bounds this month. So really make the most of it. You know, trust your instincts, trust your intuition, use your imagination. And all of this could lead to a new spiritual understanding. And it's like you're able to accept things that about the universe, which you might previously have questioned. So it's about taking a leap of faith this month, Cancer. But, you know, be careful because, you know, there's always something, right? So this week we've got Venus, love planet Venus, in your sign, and it's opposite Pluto. Now, Pluto is all about change and transformation, but it's not the change that we willingly do or take. So with love planet Venus in your sign, that's great, but it is coming up against probably the heaviest hitter in the zodiac, and that is Pluto. So in that case, you know, when it comes to your relationship or your relationships, you may have trouble getting your significant other or others to share your ideals, especially when it comes to your heart, matters of the heart. But, you know, communication does, it's not tough because there is some good communication influences around that same time or the next week, especially from June 12th onwards when talkative Mercury, communication Mercury arrives in your own sign where it will be for the rest of June. So it's sort of like you can speak from the heart and people will hear and you can get your point across with this influence. And then on June 13th with the new moon, it's triggering your psychic zone or the zone of your imagination. So again, you know, your creativity is stirred. So it happened with this grand water trine at the beginning of the month, and now with the new moon, it's like, you know, the spark is reignited. So this mid-month is a fantastic time for writing, crafting, painting. And then on the same day, of course, love planet Venus moves from your sign and then it moves into your money zone. So that invites abundance into your life, showcasing any sort of hidden talents, and a possibility for making extra money, from these talents that you have. Now be careful around June 26th when Mars turns retrograde because there could be some tension in your love life. Because Mars is turning retrograde in your passion zone. So intimacy, you know, could be put on hold for a little while, but you can use this time to grow intellectually and spiritually closer to those that you love and care about. But, you know, not everything is physical, so it's sort of like really focus on the spiritual side of your life and connecting to a higher source and asking for guidance. And then finally, for you, Cancer, on June 27th, 28th, there's a full moon in your love zone. So that encourages you to talk through any hidden fears or worries, and anything that's been an issue will be illuminated at this time because the full moon will be in your love zone. So it'll be all about your relationship. So on that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this month and how they will be affecting all of us. And if you are a Leo, Well, if you believe in karma, past lives, or destiny, it doesn't matter if you do or don't, the beginning of this month, which we are right in the middle of, you might be feeling that there's some divine intervention because your relationship might have just heated up or been taken up a notch. And if you're single, you might have a chance encounter with someone who could quickly become very important in your life. So this is a great energy, the Grand Water Trine, even though Leo's a fire sign, the Grand Water Trine is affecting all of us in a different way, depending on what sign you are, but it's a very fortuitous influence. A Grand Trine in astrology is one of the best configurations you can have, one of the most auspicious. But like all the signs, be careful this week with the Venus-Pluto opposition because somebody might be taking advantage and this particular aspect might make you a little bit more gullible than usual. So be careful not to be easily persuaded or give up too much or sacrifice too much, especially for someone you've barely met. So this week it's not so great, it's not a great time for a date, so try and stay around those you know and trust the most. And then from mid-month onwards, June becomes very sociable for you, Leo. There's a new moon on the 13th. It's triggering your friendship zone, encouraging you to join new groups or to reach out to new people. And then also on that same day, love planet Venus moves into your sign. So this is really great energy. This is next week, mid-month. So it's like... You've really got the planets lining up for you for June. You'll be making a really great impression on others. So remember, be part of a group. Others will love you with love planet Venus in your sign. And then just take care, though, of course, on June 26th when Mars turns retrograde in your love zone. So be careful because there could be some issues around your relationship. With this Mars retrograde, of course, it's forming a square to unpredictable Uranus. That's going to be going on through the summer. But overall, June looks pretty good, Leo. Virgo, you might find that you're in a very humanitarian frame of mind this month, well, especially as the month begins with the Grand Water Trine. You know, and you might find that community is very important to you more than usual. It doesn't matter if it's your local neighbourhood or a community of like-minded people involving, you know, a group or a club. And, you know, the Grand Water Trine, of course, was in effect for all of us. But for you, Virgo, it's like you like to be of service. You like helping other people. So this Grand Water Trine will help you feel secure and content and be, you know, feel like you're a part of something much larger. Of course, you know, like this week, be careful for any sort of potential flashpoint. When somebody, you know, a friend or a colleague might urge you to take a risk that you don't want to take. So listen to your own heart first and foremost. And then we've got the new moon next week, June 13th, that falls in your career zone. So this is an ideal time, an ideal month. To, you know, go job hunting or ask for a raise. And, of course, love planet Venus will move into your privacy zone. So you'll want to deal with others in, like, a dignified, private manner rather than via social media or gossip or rumour and so on. So, actually, you know, privacy will be an important issue for several months because Neptune will be turning retrograde, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and that'll be in your love zone, and that happens June 18th. So it's like people might not be who they appear to be or who they present themselves as. You know, with Venus in the privacy zone and Neptune turning retrograde in your love zone, just be really careful that you don't take people at face value. Do a bit of research, which you can be very good at doing. But just be very careful, especially with boundaries. And then towards the end of the month, you know, with this Mars turning retrograde, it could be careful. It could sap your energy or your enthusiasm. But just know that it's fleeting. It's not going to be continuing on for a while. It'll just be a couple of months, and then things will start to settle down. And then, of course, the full moon, the 27th, 28th of June, could be quite dramatic for you. So try not to take any risks and avoid acting on impulse. And that is especially when you don't have all the facts. And Libra, lovely Libra. Isn't it nice to be in the right place at the right time? Well, fortune favors you this month, Libra, especially because of the grand water trine, could put you front and center for some luck, especially with your finances and career. So just don't be too caught up with this exciting career opportunity and neglect your sweetheart, of course. Especially this week with the tricky Venus-Pluto opposition, which could bring up some jealousy and resentment at home. But the good news is there's a very adventurous new moon on June 13th, which highlights travel. So just take a short trip if you can't plan any sort of longer vacation and get back into nature. You might enjoy visiting new places and just exploring. And, you know, you are an air sign, so very much about on the go and wanting to learn new things, meet new people. Also on June 13th, love planet Venus, your planetary ruler, arrives in your friendship zone. So it's a time to make friends, which should be music to your ears. Libra is the sign, is the people person sign. And try and find people with very different views to your own or from different cultures or places. And it's safety first towards the end of the month when Mars turns retrograde in your risk zone. So be very careful June through July, even through August. Slow down, take extra care and think before you act. And don't take any sort of emotional risks either. Stick around those who you know the best and love the most. And then finally, for June, full moon in your family zone on the 27th and 28th, which suggests that home is where the heart is. Scorpio, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone will bring you great satisfaction this month. And this grand water trine, your sign is a water sign, so it's fantastic news. And it's triggering your adventure zone, any sort of creativity, tune in to your psychic talents and skills. And if you're not traveling, because it's a great time to travel, if you're not traveling, learn more about a particular faith or culture which fascinates you. It's a good time for learning and finding out about new things. But be careful this week with that Venus-Pluto opposition that you don't get taken in by a false guru of some kind and avoid anybody that tells you that they have all the answers. Now, the new moon on June 13th, it does come with a theme of forgiveness, both for yourself and of others. So try to put grudges behind you, as difficult as that may be for your sign, and maybe make a resolution to not dwell on the past. And so you've also got Venus, the love planet, moving into your status zone. That's happening June 13th. And so what matters to you is to do the right thing. That's a good way to use this energy. And there might be a sense of looking back into the past on June 26th when Mars turns retrograde, and that's in your root zone, home and family. You know, during the next couple of months, many of you might have to come to terms with a long-hidden family secret. And it might be a time of reevaluation over the Northern Hemisphere's summer. And then to end the month, there's a full moon on June 27th, 28th. It falls in your communication zone, so it might be a good time to say what has been on your mind for a while. Sagittarius. So I believe that this month you should let your creativity loose. The grand water trine would be an ideal time to start what could potentially be an excellent month for your creative progress. But don't allow yourself to be derailed by money issues this week because of that difficult opposition between Venus and Pluto. It's good to invest in yourself and don't let guilt stop you from doing that. But with the new moon on the 13th in your love zone, it's perfect for finding someone special if you're single, and if you're in a relationship, you know, do something creative with your sweetheart. This is not the time to hold back with your emotions. And then, of course, love planet Venus arrives in your adventure zone next week. So feel free to spice things up as much as you like. And then, you know, of course, with Mars turning retrograde in your intellect zone June 26th, it's not the best time for work which requires concentration or attention to detail, two of your least favorite things. But turning off the rational mind could be a boost to your creativity and imagination. So don't be afraid to do that. Not all the time, of course, but just sometimes. And then, of course, the full moon in your money zone on June 27th, 28th suggests that you persevere with your talents. There could be some money to be made. If you are a Capricorn, the beginning of this month, perfect time to team up with your sweetheart to make a difference in the world. It's a really humanitarian vibe with this grand water trine for you. You might find that you're getting closer to your sweetheart this month by doing something together as a couple. And, you know, just avoid any sort of competitiveness within your relationship because of the Venus-Pluto opposition this week. Just remember you're on the same side. And then next week with the new moon on June 13th, it's in your everyday activity zone. So this is a good time to reorganize your schedule, you know, clear your desk, get rid of clutter, and tend to long overdue tasks. And then, of course, next week, love planet Venus arrives in your passion zone. So you might find that clearing and cleaning the house brings you a huge amount of satisfaction. Or anything else, because just remember, it's your passion zone. And then at June 26th, when Mars turns retrograde, be careful not to be too caught up in financial worries. You know, you might have to tighten your belt for a few weeks, but you'll be able to manage, and it's not a long-term effect. And then, of course, the full moon in your own sign at the end of the month, it's going to be all about you and illuminating things that need to get done. If you are an Aquarian, June could mean that there's this really great vibe in your work or career with this grand water trine. But be careful with taking on too much responsibility this week with the Venus-Pluto opposition. You are capable of accepting extra duties, but, you know, don't stress too much about it. This will pass. So mid-June next week will bring a new moon in your pleasure and leisure zone. So focus on hobbies which sort of help you unwind. And if you're single, get back onto the dating scene because the new moon really triggers the romance department for you. It's important, though, within June that you connect with those around you, those that you love and care about. And then, of course, love planet Venus moves into your love zone June 13th. So if you are single, definitely get out and mingle. You could meet somebody. If you're coupled, it's a good time to connect, reconnect with your partner. And then June 21st, be careful with the Venus-Mars opposition. Could find you in competition with others over your love life. Just take care with jealousy, or be careful with someone who might already be taken. So tread very carefully at the end of the month because of this. And then, of course, Mars turns retrograde in your sign on June 26th. So energy might be lacking a little bit while Mars is retrograde throughout the summer. And then, of course, the end of the month, full moon in your spiritual zone helps you calm things down and, you know, maintain your perspective from a higher point of view. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, you know, for June, if you are taking a risk, it might just pay off. You know, with this grand water trine, it's affecting you in a really great way. And in love, be ready to speak from the heart and take a bold action. Just be careful, you know, this week with Venus-Pluto opposition, somebody who might have been a friend might suddenly become more so, who knows. If you're single and looking for love, June is definitely a month to do that. And then the new moon on June 13th falls in your family zone. So it's a good time for connecting with relatives or redecorating the house, welcoming new family members, whether they have two legs or four. And then on the same day, June 13th, love planet Venus moves into your work zone. So you can expect relationships with colleagues to become warmer, more cooperative this month. Working conditions may improve as well. So it's a good month for work for you Pisces. And then June 26th, when Mars turns retrograde in your psychic zone, pay attention to your dreams throughout the summer. Or you might find yourself at this time at the centre of any sort of weird events or coincidences. And, you know, there is a message in everything. If you look hard enough, I understand that, or if you try to understand it. So pay attention to any signs or symbols that may be coming to you at the end of the month and then up through the end of August when Mars is retrograde in your psychic zone. And Pisces, you are already a psychic sign. So this tells me that your psychic abilities will be turbocharged at this time. So that's it from me. Thank you for tuning in to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a great week ahead.